to Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Third down and 11 from the Houston 29-yard line. C.J. Stroud, shotgun. Dare to his right. Dell in motion to the left. Crowd deafening. Here's the snap. CJ looking, firing right sideline, and Nico Collins with the catch. He gets the feet down for a first down at the 41-yard line.
Another bad spot, Mark. The spot is tricky. It's right at the 40.
You got to look at this,
which is exactly where they needed to get to, and they may measure this.
What a throw. What a catch.
And it was a first down.
First down.
That's right. Yeah, go ahead. They fixed the spot. They fixed the spot.
First down on what was exciting week one for you Houston Texans. 29-27 victory in Indy versus the Colts. 1-0. Stand alone atop the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to everybody else not handling
that's
their
a
business.
Wrap.
Okay. Excellent.
It's over.
I think there's still a lot of games to be played. A lot of football to be played. Although we were talking about in the break, the idea of 5-1 or maybe 6-0.
I've been saying 5-1 since the offseason. Feeling pretty good about that.
Okay.
Texans are going to go by. Did y'all know this, Figgy? The Texans are going 4-0 to start the year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, in case you were wondering.
Oh, did you put that down?
Put that down because Remember I kept saying the Colts is the game that worried me.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe they could lose that one and then rattle off 5 in a row. Well, they won that one, and now all of a sudden Buffalo looks a little dicey, and I hadn't been a big fan of Buffalo. That's the Week 5 game. But after this, they got Sunday Night Football against the Bears, Sunday, of course.
Right.
Dub. at Minnesota.
That might be a little dicey, too.
Dub. Jacksonville here. Dub. They're going 4-0.
Okay.
All right.
Then you got Buffalo here. That'll be fun and interesting. And then at New England, which we'll see. But they look pretty dang good to start the year.
I'm surprised you didn't just go all the way to 6-0. It's a victory, man. Monday. These are the types of things that you say after
they lose one of those games, I'm coming for you.
You come for me, buddy.
All right, Booker T.
It's your fault.
I'll be the one with my chest out.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Let's get into the question of the day here in the loop. We do it every day at 10:40, except on Wednesdays when we talk to our guy, Baseball Spo. What was the best part of your week one weekend? 713-572-4610. I do love how Texans it is. Everybody's like, Texans winning.
Yeah.
Of course. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Which, of course. Right. I thought that was the given. But You know what? Didn't explicitly say it. So, my bad. But, hey, man, what else? What other portions of your week one went really well and swell on this?
I got three of them. One of them not even football related other than we were watching football when this was happening.
Okay.
The first one, let's just be honest. We'll revisit this, I know. But the old term Schadenfreude, you know, taking pleasure in someone else's pain.
Oh, I love Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude with Deshaun Watson and the Browns. Come on.
Okay, with the Browns.
Come on. I just love that. That was the best part of my weekend. I was like, yeah, he's awful. He's washed. It's never happening. And the Texans have what? 9 players? How many players they get off of this whole deal here?
A lot.
7?
Many.
What I'm gonna make a T-shirt, Hannah. I know you're listening. She always does.
Mm-hmm.
Thank a Brown. I'm gonna get a shirt that just says Thank a Brown. On
honestly,
the
they need to thank the whole state of Ohio because Joe Mixon.
That too.
You. Yeah.
Thank you for that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank a Brown.
And then also you got the Ohio State quarterback. Ohio doing it big for the Texans, man. Shout out to you.
Thank you, Ohio.
Yeah. Where are all my T-shirt people out there? I need a shirt that says Thank a Brown. I'll wear that next week for sure.
We need like a Houston, Ohio shirt.
Yes. Ohio South.
I like what you're doing there.
Or they're Houston, whatever it is.
We're just giving away free games. Somebody out there is just like with a notepad and let's put this up.
The second one is also Schadenfreude.
Yes.
Bryce Young. And
yeah, dog.
God.
Whew. That was your boy, man.
Whew.
That was your boy.
It was. I'm not going to hide from it. That is bad. That is awful up there. Does he just need a change of scenery or what goes on now?
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I put my eyes to the Panthers game all that much over the course of week one. Mm-hmm. But like the idea of a different coordinator then coming and shifting these things up. That feels like that's already on a very bad track to the point where we might be isolating the variable some way. I know that that was not a team that was built with a ton of talent necessarily, but yeah. The slander is getting closer to your doorstep, young Bryce Young.
Yeah. And then the third one has nothing to do with football, like I said, other than we were watching it. It's a boy.
Hey.
It's a boy.
Hey.
Okay.
That's a great part.
Grand, but now you will hear the story, and it is a wild one during Confessions.
Wild one.
It is a wild, okay.
Is that your first grandson?
Yeah, two granddaughters and first grandson, so it's a boy, and we were watching some football when they did that. But you want to stay around for Confessions because this was hilarious. What about you, man?
Here's the thing, right? First NFL weekend of the week. Got the TVs all set up. Mm-hmm. So I got the Red Zone. I got obviously the Texans game for noon, for the noon kickoff, and the second Texans game. I say that sounded nonsensical, but it made sense in my head. And I will try and get it out from my head into the microphone and into your ear holes. I put on the game twice, and I have the second game slightly delayed.
So you can watch it.
So I have like an instant replay all the time.
Yeah.
Just felt good to be in like my new space. All the TV set up where I could actually focus on the game in a real way that felt comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like it's something simple. And it was to the point where I didn't even think to like make sure to go get like pizza or wings ahead. Mm-hmm. So I just ate what was in the house. But just like having that comfort of, oh, we back.
Yeah.
Like we're really back with the full command setup. Oh, yeah.
That's a good play to delay that second game. I made homemade nachos. I was so into the opener. I said, I got to have me some stadium food. I made homemade nachos. They were good. But what else?
That was the main thing for me, man. Mm-hmm. It was a very simple weekend for me when it came down to Texans getting a win, right? An exciting one, right? We got a good game there. And then on top of that, just like, hey, we're comfortable. And I guess that doesn't sound like a lot when you had a quick move over the course of a weekend and you've been setting yourself up all this time, having the full setup, being comfortable, sitting back and just watching football all weekend. Feels great, man.
Yeah, so outside of the obvious, the Texans beating down the Colts or whatever, look up on the screen right now. What's on the TV? What you see on the TV right now?
A little Baker Mayfield action?
That was one of the best parts of the weekend for me, man. Just seeing that dude, like, it was bad the way he left Cleveland. I felt like they did him wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like they should have gave him another chance. That last year he played there, he was hurt, and he still played pretty much every game.
Yeah.
And he bounced around a little bit. He took less money to prove himself. This offseason, he got that contract. He got a big contract. And look, they talking about – the question is Baker Mayfield top-tier NFC QB?
He's top half, isn't he?
Hey, he looked good yesterday, mm-hmm. man. It was good seeing him ball out, man. It was really nice
having Mike Evans out there, though.
You know a little something about that, huh?
That dude.
Everybody can't throw it to him, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody got to throw it to him. He was. It was good. It was good seeing them like that, man. The weird part is watching the Cowboys and Browns game, just seeing how bad Deshaun looked.
Yeah,
hey, let's go to a game break. Baker Mayfield throws 49. I was just like, oh,
that's perfect.
That got to be awful for Browns fans, man. Let's go to this next game break. Baker Mayfield with his fourth touchdown.
That guy.
Oh, right. Like, oh, he out there having a blast.
832 mentions first week NFL at home making stadium food and nachos. Very solid choice, Lopez. Major thumbs up. 936 also mentions, don't forget Ohio also took Brock Osweiler off of the Texans. So shout out to Ohio once again. All right, we got to litigate this real quick. 972, best part, Texans went against the Colts in the Colts house. Fair enough.
Yeah.
They also went above and said, worst part, Texans' new uniforms are fail, had to say it.
No way.
To me, they look even better on
the field, man.
They do.
Yeah.
Because we had that conversation up here when the leak happened and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And it was questions about it. But I always said from the beginning, we got to see them on the field.
Yeah.
Them uniforms.
I thought
on the
they
field.
Were sweet, man.
Yeah, I thought they looked fine.
I'm much happier with them on the field than where I previously been.
Yeah, it was one of my
Arian Foster even tweeted and said them uniforms look clean.
He sure did. He sure did. So, yeah, man, shout out.
He's sitting right next to me. You could have asked him yourself.
All right. So now I'm Arian Foster now?
I seen him.
Just because of the bucket hat?
Arian wears the bucket hat.
Okay, so anybody that wears a bucket hat.
That's taking a little too far.
Wow, I'm just going to get anybody that wears a bucket hat now. So, soon enough, here comes LL Cool J or something. Okay. Yeah.
Bucket low light effort, though.
Shout out to everybody getting their week one in. Hopefully you had a fantastic week one weekend. You're listening in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, shout out to Timeout Houston, who said them uniforms are fire. Yes, and all sorts of people excited because the best part of the weekend, of course, the Texans getting a victory 29-27 mm-hmm. over the Colts. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including we finally got some Guardian caps in live game action. We'll talk about that more next.